somebody I know and respect very much, told me the other day that her 8-year-old son, and I don't know the kid, he's a sweetheart. He is just a sweetheart, and it's a beautiful family, has to be told to do everything. He'll do it. I mean, he'll cooperate. He's not defiant. He's not passively defiant. Well, there is a certain amount of passive defiance to all kids because they drag their feet. They look like they're coming off drugs when you ask them to do something. But she wonders, what is it? Is it being a boy? Is it modern American kid laziness? Why? And I know those of you with children listening to me, and maybe those of you with spouses listening to me, especially with the male type spouses, you are thinking, you can relate to this. Why is it that for the most part, I have to tell them to clean their room. I have to tell them to pick up stuff. I have to tell them to wash the dishes. I have to tell them to unload the dishwasher. I have to tell them to get out here and detrash the yard. Why do I have to tell them? I've told them this stuff for 6 years. Why can't they just get up, straighten up their room, and then come down? You know it. Well, of course, I wrestle with this question. I think there are several layers of answer. First of all, if this is a boy, there is a certain amount of boy ditziness involved. Boys are generally less aware than girls. Women, girls, notice everything. About everybody. At all times. Forever. To be used upon men and boys, especially us spouse-type men, who get to a point in our lives, if we even notice our wives are out there, we get extra credit. So there's a certain oblivious factor to the male that is not there with the female. That isn't all of it. And I don't even think that's the main part of it. You know what it is? For much of human history, even in our own culture, going back 80, 90, 100 years, children early on in the family worked. They helped. They were part of the family functioning. Things had to be done to survive. Things had to be done because that's the way life was. You had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and put coal in the furnace on a cold winter night. You had to. And if you were 8 years old, you did it. You had to do stuff in the garden or on the farm to have the vegetables for the winter time. You just did. That's the way life was. Well, what we're witnessing now is an aberration in human history. I'm not saying I want to go back to that, but the idea that childhood is now its own particular life experience, the idea that by far, the vast majority of American kids don't have to milk cows at 4 a.m. They don't work in the fields beside dad. They don't have to help mom bake bread because that's what we do, because we can't buy bread, we bake it. They don't have to sew their own clothes and learn this early on in life because we buy clothes. So as a result, what has happened is that we ask very, very, very little in the way of our children in terms of chores and help and cooperation and family functioning. We just don't. I don't. That's not what childhood and adolescenthood has become. It's become pretty much, for the most part, a wide panoply of activities and choices and comforts that the average kid experiences, that for much of human history, and even much of the world right now, is an anomaly. Well, there's a byproduct to this. And the byproduct is, you know, after several years of being raised like this, I don't naturally look for ways to do things that I find unpleasant. Clean my room? Come on. I got places to go, I got people to see, I got stuff to watch, I got games to play, I got things to do, I seek the good times, the entertainment, the fun, the stuff. Cleaning my room is an intrusion. And yeah, okay, I'll do it if you ask me, or if you nag me, or if you badger me, or if you punish me. Okay, I'll do it. But it isn't something that I'm naturally going to do. I'm just not used to working, okay? This is not the way I exist. If you took the average kid and you took a percentage of their awake time that they are actually helping around the house, it is minuscule. I would love to do a survey on this. You know, the average 12-year-old, how much of a week, waking hours in a week, let's say the average 12-year-old is awake, let's say 168 hours a week, let's say he's in bed 8 hours, 7 times 56, 110 hours a week the kid's awake. Of that time, what percentage is actually spent helping, cooperating with household or other types of parental requests and demands? And if you throw in this variable, if you say, what percentage of it is actually spent in voluntary time? In other words, the kid just did it on his own. Come on, parents. You know, the first figure is well under 10%, and the second figure is probably under 1%. So, after several years of this, you settle into an expectation. This is the way it is. I don't naturally have to do these things, and yeah, okay, my mom and dad will make me do some of this stuff because they'll ask me or they'll push me or whatever they'll do to get me to do it. But this is not a natural part of my existence. And I think that is probably the biggest explanation as to why our children have to be told and told and told and told, and they don't just ultimately get to the point where they put the toilet paper roll on the holder. They just don't. They can see a towel on the floor and step over it. They won't bend over and pick it up. Clothes aren't put away. They're on the floor. They're on the bed. They're under the bed. Why is this? It's all part of, I believe, that mindset that says, hey, that's not my job. It's not what I'm supposed to do as a kid. Just some thoughts.